Blog Talk Radio.
During the
morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is, overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by Joy and Peace today. We have an exciting topic today. We're going to be talking today on humility or fear. But before we start today, let's have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we just come to you this morning to say thank you. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we are able to share the good news with somebody that may be listening today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that we say, dear Heavenly Father, that will lead someone more and more into the Word of God, into the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone that will tune in today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go further in the Word, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to lead, guide, and protect even each and every one of us this day. In Jesus' precious and divine holy will, amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is coming from, and our chapter to start us off this morning is 1 John 4:18. And we're going to be talking about humility or fear today. And the Word of God says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And as I was going through that in the Word of God, I said, let me go to the dictionary so we can get a good understanding on what humility is and what fear is. And humility is the quality or condition of being humble, modest, opinion. Fear is a vital response to physical and emotional danger. If we couldn't feel it, we couldn't protect ourselves from legitimate threats. So today, we're going to talk about humility and fear. And as I go further in the Word today so you can get a better understanding, Proverbs 22:4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Also, Proverbs 15:33 says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Today, how many of you all have humility today? You know, one of our worst enemies is the waste of potential and a destroyer of destiny. Fear is the enemy. You know, cowards live longer, but suffer the most. It's only a saying, but it may not be too far from the truth. But the fearful shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You'll find that in Revelation, the 21st chapter, and the 8th verse. Hell is a place of everlasting suffering result from the cowardly. You know, today we're talking about humility or fear. And we have a guest that has tuned in. Let me bring them in. Good morning, guest. You are now on the air. Good morning, guest. You are now on the air.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. We have good evangelist morning. Richard Bryan from Marlborough Groves, Illinois this morning. And welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. We know you have something wonderful to tell the men and women of God that have tuned in today on humility and fear. So we'll let you speak a little while on that. Welcome to the show today.
Yes, amen. I'm glad to be on the show, and that is a very good topic to talk about, is humility and fear. And one of the things that's one of the things that God instituted in the Word of God for humility. Really, like you said, it's an instruction that we must do. And I read something out of Proverbs, that 22nd of Proverbs, 22nd chapter of Proverbs, and the 4th verse. He said, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. And we'll leave that. And he said, thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. And he that do keep his soul shall be fear from far from them. We'll go back that where it says that by humility, and humility is where you get your reward from the fear of the Lord, being obedience to God, being walking upright before the Lord and do what he say do. And you will be blessed by obedience. That obedience is better than sacrifice. At times you have to, sometimes we get in a mold that we don't want to humble ourselves. We get to the point that we get that proud and you get pride and you're subject to fall. But that's one of the things that God instituted about. In James, the book of James, he speak about humble. The Bible says that humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. If you humble yourself in the heights, in the eyesight of the Lord, he will humble you. He will lift you up, and he will show himself more on your life. You will be that picture that people see a change in your life. You're not where you was before. But yeah. Before you got saved, you had a bad attitude about yourself. You weren't humble enough. You couldn't take on a character of Christ-like because he was of the world. But when you come unto God, there's a change over your life. You're not where you was before. God changed he changed humility in you. He changed your heart. He changed the ways of you. You'd be able to take something. You'd be able to walk worthy of the Lord. And he will show, he'll make your enemy your footstool. If you be humble unto him and exalt, let him exalt you. Don't you try to exalt yourself because you get self in the way. You're denying God. You don't give God a chance to do what he wants to do in you. And that's pride coming. And if you don't fear him enough, well, you're going on your own instincts. You have to do what you want to do. But letting God be your leader, he's your guider, he's your teacher. That's humility. When you subject to be as Jesus was humility. He had all these things in him because he was manifested to bring that to the fleshly world and to let the fleshly world know how to have humility. Humility plays the biggest part on our life. And in Proverbs, the 16th chapter of Proverbs, the 19th verse, Proverbs, he said it's better it is to be of an humble spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said that to me, almost as a spirit. He said with the lowly, he said then to divide the spoil with the pride. See, you got something going there. Humble your spirit. If you can get your spirit, get to the point your spirit is humble, you're lowly. Your spirit is at ease with God. It follows God. It's at peace with God. It's not trouble. It's not to the point where it be anxious, or not to the point where it be anger lies in your spirit, because you humble yourself under the God that you serve. God is He's the God of life, and he's the one that's making everything possible. And then the Proverbs, a lot of things about Proverbs. Proverbs 22nd chapter, Proverbs 4, he said, by humility and the fear of the Lord are the riches and honor of life. Now, that's showing you right there the fear of the Lord. You have riches in God because he's that's why he That's why he makes himself known to us when we humble ourselves and the fear of him. He don't talk about the fear that he would destroy you. It's just the fear of you loving him, because he's a God that promises. He don't destroy you. You destroy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God comes. He brings humility in you to change where you don't be trying to destroy your own self. And you got to be to the point that you submit it. If you committed to God, you submitted to God. You're obeying God. You're finding truth in living just like God wanted you to live. Otherwise, you can't. You ain't going to survive. Other words, and we look at another verse here, we're dealing with Matthew 18, chapter Matthew 18:4,
mm-hmm.
and that whosoever therefore shall humble himself, you know, he's speaking the same thing. Whosoever, that's a whosoever.
Uh-huh.
As a little child. He said, as a little child. Now he's talking about a little child. We're still children of God.
Yeah.
But he said the same is the greatest. The same is the greatest of God as we as little children of God. And say in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus that just explaining that very well for us. We gotta be as little children. You can't be think you know everything and you have so much pride and think you know everything. You may know the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, but if it's no change in your life, the word is what you call an examination of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's an example of your life. It's the one that brings in humility and changes your attitude and your character about yourself. And what you used to be, you don't longer be no more because you've got a change in your life. And God changes that when you submit to you humble yourself lowly. Jesus was lowly. He was meek. He was humble. He was to the point that he had great humility towards people. He didn't have pride in it. He just showed people about what the kingdom of heaven is like. We can't go to heaven any kind of way. There's no way possible for a person to go to heaven with all the stuff in him. That's why you go to cleaning here. God purges you. He wants to cleanse you from all your ways and that you would acknowledge him and he'll direct your path in the area that you need to be directed in because he wants to change your life. Then we look at 1 Peter. Like
mm-hmm.
Peter says that. 5:5 of Peter said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. All right, now, see, mm-hmm. that's stuff right there. People don't want to submit to those that have authority over you. And he says that, yea, all of you, be subject one to another.
Mm-hmm.
He said, be clothed with humility. He's bringing to you, be clothed with humility, be subject to one another. He said, for God resists the proud, and he gives
uh-huh.
grace unto the humble.
That's right.
Your pride.
Uh-huh.
Did God look at the humble?
Yeah.
He look at your humbleness for him, and then he shows and says, you're more valuable to God when you're humble. But if when you ain't humble, you're not valuable, God. You done lost the value of God. You don't have, well, it costs you too much. If we get too much in ourselves, God cannot use us when we're in ourselves.
Amen.
You're humble. And sometimes you wonder why, God, why these things are happening. Well, you need to check yourself. What you doing wrong? What's right? Do it the right way instead of the wrong way. It's the right way, it's the wrong way. Somewhere down the line, we get in the wrong, and we need to check ourselves. We don't have to get blown up and get mad and get pouting. And no, God don't want you to do that way. He wants you to be to the point that you be subject to him. Because you be humble to him. He said, now humble yourself under mighty God. And he said, I will exalt you. He said, now you be as that base. And you be a base of God. Well, God will exalt you above. He'll exalt you. You don't have to be exalted. You don't have to go and be exalted in yourself because you're nothing without God.
Right. That's right.
That's the way God look at us. He look at us as children, recognize that he is God. Now we look at another scripture here that said Luke 22:26. He said, but ye shall not be so, but he that is the greatest among you, there we go, the greatest among you, Jesus was a serve. He said to serve. If you serve him, he said, and the one that's really, Jesus really is the one, God is the one, the chief of all. He's the one that manifests himself more in areas of our life. He's the leader of our life. He's a champion of our life. He's the one that we submit to, not to your, you're submitting to God, not a person that think he rulership over you. It's the one that is above the person, and that would be God is above all things. So we have to be submitted to the things of God, not of the things of the world or the things of a person. Person, your person that is above you, he's not your God. God is your God. But if the person that is the preacher, if the preacher comes to preach the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the under shepherd of God. But he got to be as God would call him to be a leader of God. And if you follow the leader of God, you follow in the footsteps of God. If he's not like Christ, you don't follow him. You follow God. That's why it's good to know about the word of God, where you at with God, and that bring into the challenge of this world. Because humility is one of the values of God's personal relationship with the human being.
Mm-hmm.
Person that have God in their life, well, he expects you to be humble. You can't serve him if you're going to be high-minded. And a high-minded person thinks he knew it all and don't even know nothing, because without him, you nothing. You got to be complete in God, because it's all about him. It's not being, it has nothing to do with you without God, and it has something to do with God. God is the one on display. It's not us. It's all about him, and he's bringing everything to our remembrance, because he knows exactly what's taking place in your life and what's going to keep you to the point that you got to have what he said to in your riches in your life. And Proverbs, there's this other scripture here, Proverbs 29:23,
uh-huh.
Solomon said, a man's pride shall bring him low, honor shall uphold the humble in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See that? A man's pride shall, he said, a man's pride shall bring him low. Your pride, it'll break you down.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but honor shall uphold. Honor, if you honor God, he'll uphold that, because that's what he said. He'll uphold the humble of you. He'll be humble in your spirit being humble. If you have a humble spirit, People can recognize how humble you are and how meek you are by your conversation or how you talk. But if you so loud, speak up loud and got a loud tone to yourself, that's showing something is missing out of you. But he that have a humble spirit, God bring the humbleness out of him, and a person see it. You don't have to pay nothing on your back to the person to see what kind of person they are. They can see who you are. That's how the world look at us people that is born of God. The world look at us. We're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to be the example for Christ to
mm-hmm.
bring people into the kingdom of God. And it depends on how your life, how you live it, how you challenge in everyday life, what you live in, how you live it. It's an awful thing when you ain't doing what God called you to do, and then you're going the opposite way of God, and not letting the spirit of God teach you how to be humble. The humbleness is the way it pays off, because the Bible says that God gives us the fruit of the spirit, and that's one of the spirits that humble. You got to be humble. If you don't be humble, you can't do nothing. You're so flat, and you wonder why the ministry won't go forth in your life. Well, that's a hindrance to you, and you know it, and you don't want to stand before that day and God said, you ran well, but what hindered you not to obey the truth of God? That's plain to us. We got to obey. It means obedience to God. And everything that you read out of the Word of God, it brings to us a remnant. It's a checking in and it's a checking out. And it'll check you up from the neck up. It checks out what you're doing, how you're producing in humility, pride, fear. What's the thing that we don't fear enough of God, because if we really feared God, we wouldn't do the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be more challenging the things that we do because of what God. God is he's a God that never slumbers asleep, but he's always awake and he sees what's going on. But that's the way God looked at us. Christ is humility. Christ humility. It's something about Christ humility bringing into us the things that and how Paul said over the book of Philippians 2:8, Paul began to say, and being found in fashion, being found in the fashion as a man, he said he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. He said, even to the death of the cross, that was Jesus. He was in obedience. He was obedience. That's something, sacrifice and obedience and being found in fashion. But he was obedience. He was a man, but he was humble.
Mm-hmm.
And he humbled himself. Right? Well, if he was like that in the fashion, it came in the volume of the book of Christ's life, and he was a man just like he was a man that had no sin, but he came in the likeness, the form of the human, and he was so humble, and he was so meek, and he was so kind and tender, and he that's what he was doing. He was making himself an example for us, that he came in the volume of the book, and also came in the fashion like a man, but also he was humble. So if we can get to that point of being humble, that's what's so good about that. And when the statement was made in Matthew, Jesus was making that 11:20. It says that, take my yoke upon you. He said, now learn of me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for I am meek and lowly. He said, I'm meek and I'm lowly. He said, I'm lowly in heart. He said, ye shall find rest. Well, the rest going to be rest unto your soul. You can find rest unto your soul.
Mm-hmm.
He was meek. But then I see that greatly. The more you learn how to take my yoke. If you yoke up with God,
yes.
If you yoke up with him, he said, you'll learn of me. He said, if you yoke up with me, I'll teach you the way. If you just take up and yoke up with me, I'll teach you how to be. I'll teach you how to be meek. I'll teach you how to be lowly. He said, I'll cause the rest of your soul. I call a rest in your soul. And that's a whole lot right there.
Mm-hmm.
And Safety, you might have something else to add on to it.
Yes, I do. I was just giving you a little time to go ahead and just share. Just say, so I'm going to tell you what, you know, to keep quiet when we speak is not humility, but fear. And to speak when we shouldn't speak may also be prompt by fear. But, you know, if we smile undecidedly over straight truth from the Bible, we might be compromised in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we want people to think we are understanding, approachable, and tolerable when we actually are melancholy and lukewarm because of fear. And we have seen that happen with people as we go along and talk with them. And, you know, to have true humility, we must embrace Christ in every facet of life. That means we have to embrace, have true humility for others. And to have true humility, we must embrace Christ in every basis of life. True Christians must be ready to take a loss. Love that casts away fear is sacrifice. And true worship is humility that calls for self-denial, self-giving, and
yes,
today cross and bearing that drives away fear. And, you know, we have to realize, too, by how important it is to avoid pride and seek humility. Because, as you were saying earlier, you know, anyone who become as humble as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And so God set himself against the proud, but he showed favor to the humble. You know, and all of you, I mean all of us, serve each other in humility.
Yeah.
God set himself against the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. And, you know,
yes,
humility is true strength, for it reaches unto the kingdom of heaven. Pride is a true weakness, for it reaches no further than our own ego.
Yes.
But, you know, as you know, as we read in 2 Kings 5:13-15, it was saying about if the prophet had told you to do something, great things, wouldn't you have done it? The same way when God told you to do something. And shouldn't you carry certain obedience when he says simply to go and do something? You know, humility is the first step toward wholeness. And as I was reading, I was going, you know, about the pride. And, you know, unfortunately, when we prosper and all is well, we may fall into pride thinking we have achieved it all. But when we are down financially, physically, spiritually, or in other ways, we suddenly find it necessary to seek the Lord's help. And that is so true. Some people can get so high-minded and up so high where they forget about humility and the fear. That's why I put it, humility or fear. You know, we know there's no fear in love. And we know perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
Because fear has torment. Fear would torment you. You can get in such a tizzy in a situation where you let fear overtake you. I'll give an example. If you're not careful, the doctor give you a report. You know what God said. You know what the word said. But before you get to the word, before you start calling up those healing scriptures, you will let fear. If you're not careful, fear will creep in so quick. Well, I'm fearful this. I'm fearful that. I'm fearful having surgery. I'm fearful on this job. I have a fear. But he don't want us to be in fear.
Yes.
And, you know, even in doing good works, the most holy and wonderful day of all, we are to work humbly. No matter what we are doing, we should have, you know, be in humble, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we think about it, we have done the Lord's work humbly, yes, and with tears. Yes, we're going to have some tears. We're going to have some sad days. We may not have a good day every day, but it will be easy to do the Lord's work with great pride. You know, after all, his work is the most wonderful work in all the world.
Yes,
but Paul recognized that doing God's work is serving, which takes humility. And those who are proud are not good at serving because they don't know how to take humility. They don't know how to just do what God said, do. Don't worry about being all puffed up, all this, all that. As the cliche says, not in the word, but a cliche, you know, you all that, you think you all that in a bag of chips. But you know what you are, that Christ said you are. But some people try to go, you know, with that proud stuff above that. and your ego and everything has to come back down. And with humility,
yeah.
You know, how will humility change our relationship with others? Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an alliance for each other. Fault,
yes.
Because you love them. Everybody have a fault. I have a fault. You have a fault. It's something you may not like about me, something I may not like about you. But we come, God's going to bless us being humble people, humility. And that's what we have to be. We can't feel like we have reached the top and there's no further to go, because as long as we are living on this earth, we're going to keep on learning. We're going to keep on going
yeah.
through things. But we need to, no matter what it is, we need to stay humble before God. No matter how much he raised us up spiritually, we need to stay humble. Even when we're around others, let's show that humbleness and not that pride, boastful, or I got it all together, because we all have a flaw. We try to reach perfection each and every day. But we want to come to God with humility. We want to, you know, we don't want to have that fear just hanging over us. And, you know, I thank God today.
Yes.
Because, you know, true Christians must be ready to take a loss. We're going to have some loss in this lifetime. And as I was thinking on, when I was coming up with this topic on humility and fear, you know, love that casts away fear is sacrifice. And when
yes.
you think of true worshiping, it's humility that calls for self-denial. We have to deny ourselves. It's not that we can't have things or we can't do things, but sometimes the flesh got to be denied, because that flesh going to try to get up and rule and be proud. But if we stay humble before God and just, you know, embrace Christ in every part of our life, just
yes.
think of how we have come up, you know, and the day-to-day cross and bears driving away fear. You know, loving God and other sacrifice for Christ's sake drives away all fear and help us to attain our fear of God. And I think you had came from Philippians, and it said we must lose if we would gain Christ. We must fail in order to succeed. That means we're going to lose some things when we gain Christ. But just think about when we turn the world loose and take hold of God's hand, his unchanging hand, humble, you know, humility is the path to greatness. And I'm going to turn over to Matthew's 23. I don't know if you touched on that one right then or not, but I'm going to read it in just a second. On Matthew 23 and 12, and it was saying, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
Mm-hmm.
That again says, whosoever shall exalt himself shall obey. I mean, you don't need to exalt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And humble himself shall be exalted. When you are humble, God will exalt you. You don't have to get out trying to exalt yourself. Just be humble. Just show humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And God
mm-hmm.
bless humble people. You'll find that in Psalms 18. I'll turn over to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I thank God for this here, because I ask God every day to keep me humble. Let me be humble before him and everything. You know, I don't want to be up just because I got this or did this here. I feel like I'm more than anybody else, or I'm boasting about it. I thank God, because just as quick as I got it, it can be gone.
No.
And I praise God for it, because this is temporary stuff here. We're going to leave everything here, but we want our soul to be saved.
Yes.
And in Psalms 18 and verse 27, it says, for thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high lookers. Oh, my, 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 my. Hey. here, he will save the afflicted people, but will bring down the high looks. You know, some people look at you, you know, they see you and they say, oh, he or she snobbish. You know, that don't mean you're snobbish. You may be acting like it sometimes, mm-hmm. not all the time, but, you know, we have to really be careful. We have to be so careful because God is sitting high and he's looking low.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, we must be sober and vigilant to notice the onslaught of the devil, to respond in a spirit of humility and not in a spirit of fear. We really need to be in that point. And as Matthew 18:2-4 say, Jesus called the little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and
yes.
said, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. Now here, God is this in his word. Whosoever
yes.
shall humble himself as a little child. So, you know, as a child, you got to be humble. We give God
yes.
the praise this morning. I have a caller that came on the air. And good morning, caller. Would you like to say something this morning at area code 713-734-0395? We're talking about humility and fear.
Hello, woman of God.
Good morning. Good morning, prophetess. How are you doing this morning?
How are you doing, woman of God, this morning? I just called in, amen, and just to hear a little bit of what you're speaking on today.
We're talking about humility and fear.
Mm.
And you may want to share with the audience today a little bit on humility and fear.
All right, humility and fear. Oh, amen. That's a big one. Yes, yes, humility. Well, in this walk, I've learned, woman of God, that you have to serve the Lord with humility.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk before him humbled, in a humble spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, therefore, you have to walk before him in a humble spirit, because if you're in the spirit of pride, praise God, pride comes before the fall.
Mm-hmm. All
so
right.
I've learned a long time ago, woman of God, to just walk in humbleness before the
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on sharing that with us today. And,
yes.
you know, humility is not, you know, just effacing oneself. It is not destroying one's sense of self-worth. It is honesty, recognition of our own worth. But our worth is God sees in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're talking about pride and being proud, but pride elevates us above others and often above God himself.
Mm-hmm.
But to destroy oneself, a self-worth, is also unacceptable. For it is denying the value God placed upon us when we created us in his image, and when he sent his son to die for us. Christ did not die for one, but for people he loved very much, such as you and I. And those people have great worth of value in God's eye. To see ourselves as God sees us, this is our goal. And that's what we want to do. We want God to see us in our true, you know, our true spiritual side. We don't want to go before him so boastful and pride, because when we just think about what God is doing for us, what God has given to us, we didn't do none of these things ourselves. It's him. So we should be humble, and we shouldn't be fearful, because the enemy will come in and attack you on every hand. But when we know the word of God, when we study in this word and going in this word every day, dissecting it and thinking about humility, you know, mercy and kindness and humility, you know, we have to be, you know, where we show gentleness. We have to be clothed with humility. And we have to have righteousness, speaking humility. And you know, when we go over to Acts, the 20th chapter, let me turn to that real quick. Amen. Yeah. It's going to be the Acts, the 20th chapter, and the 19th verse. And the 20th chapter, the 19th verse say, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptation, which befell me by the line in wait of the Jews.
Yes.
Serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears. That means it's telling you in the Word, you're going to have many tears.
Yeah.
Temptation. But you're going to continue on serving God. You ain't going to give up. When the least little thing happen, you just go to crying and just throw up your hand and say, I can't do it, I quit, I will. No, that is not of God. That ain't nothing but of the enemy. And so we have to know within ourselves. And, you know, I was thinking about in Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 12th verse, where they say, what are the fruits of pride and humility and haughtiness goes before destruction, and humility precedes honor. So today, you know, we have to really think about humility.
Yeah.
Think about fear. You know, I say this here, why worry about a speck in your friend's eyes when you have a log in your own eye? You know, love and humility overlooks the fault of others, because we see our own inadequacy. We don't be pointing fingers at nobody, you know, trying to find everything that's wrong in them. And, you know, the little saying say, when you point one finger at one person, how many are pointing back to you? You know, so worrying about, you know, you can't do that. You can't, you know, do that to your brothers. You know, you have to have loving, humility for one another. You have to be humble and gentle. You need to be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love for that person. You have something you want to share today, Evangelist Brian?
I just want to say this. In the book of Micah began to say, he has shown thee, O man, what is good and what do the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That opened our eyes up on a little more things about being humbly before God and walking before Him. That takes away, and if you're walking humbly before God, that shows how much that He shows up more in you. He shows Himself more. That humility comes through Him. When your humility comes through God, that's showing that the favor of the Lord is upon you. The favor of the Lord walking with you constantly, and people recognize you when you in that atmosphere of God, and now begin to say, you say, Dale, speak a word into you, and you tell us that you just seem so humble, seem so humbly. They will see it in you. That's when you submitted. That's showing your humbling in your spirit. Your spirit brings down. You be so. That's why Jesus was so meek and lowly, because people seen the kindness in Him and gentleness in Him. When you have the gentleness in you and the kindness in you, you have the love of you in your heart. You love God, and God's love manifests itself in you. It's almost like when in the book of Psalms, David began to say in Psalms 138:6, he said, Through the Lord be high, yet have He respected unto the lowly. But he said, but the pride, he knows afar off. He knows them far off. He knows the pride. See, God recognized the pride in a person. He knows that other people on the outside of humans may not see Let God reveal unto you the pride in a person. Or mm-hmm. if you can't see it in the person, if you have it, if that's a mixture there.
Mm-hmm.
A mixture in your, when you have them type of things, then there's a mixture in your spirit, mixture in your flesh. In other words, you're serving something. You ain't serving God. You're serving an idol in you. And you get idleness in you, you're losing God out of your life. And God
mm-hmm.
said, and the only way you can get it back is repentance. If you're going to be to the point that you're going to serve God, you're going to serve it in the way that you have no boasting in you. You don't have no pride in you. You don't have no none of these arrogant things in you. It should not be in you. You'll be to the point where you'll be so humble before people. And humility comes. And you draw people. You draw
mm-hmm.
people away. Jesus drew people. People, multitude of people followed him. They followed him because of his humbleness and how he talked and how he brought the kingdom of heaven into the earth, teaching about what's like. And he said, as the greatest of all is as little children. So if we could be just as little children, and
mm-hmm.
us in some, just before him, he would do things into us, and he'll bring us to that, he'll manifest his aid in us. And he'll
mm-hmm.
know exactly what we need. He knows the area that we need liking in. He knows exactly what's going to take us to the next journey with him, to living just like he wants us to live, just like he said in his word.
Mm-hmm.
And so one more scripture, we probably read this, but that's in Luke 14:11. It says that, for whosoever exalted himself shall be as a base. And
yeah.
he that humble himself, he shall be exalted. And we have to be as a base. We to the point that when you're as a base, you got something to work with, work out of. We will be God working out of us as we keep him in the humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. And he exalts you in a time, and you don't have to exalt yourself. You just stay humble. And God will exalt you in due time. It's the way God's going to do it. But if we get high minded, we get so much in ourselves and we go ahead of God, well, you'll find out you're going to fall somewhere because the pride is going to get you. You'll fall. You didn't obey God. You obeyed your senses, your conscience, and you had the wrong spirit about you. You had the wrong reapproach about you. But when you armor yourself under God, God will exalt you at a time when he knows exactly when to humble you, because people respect you. You have people out there respecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Want the people to respect him. So I just thank God for this message today, because people really listen to all the scriptures that said and do exactly what it tells them to do. This is what the Bible is, an instruction manual.
Yes.
It tells our do's and it tells our don'ts. It tells us how to walk before him as humble as we can, what he can give us, what he can exalt you. We don't have to be, and when you humble yourself and you know the Lord and you fear the Lord, you will obey him. And
that's right.
He gave you wisdom and knowledge of him, you would obey him and be subject to the things of God. And we know that the devil is out to do things to the human flesh as well as even your spirit. He would try to get you, try to damage you. But if you keep yourself purged and humble, stand before God, God will exalt you. Being
yes.
as a baby.
And, you know, on closing today, I was thinking on true humility. And true humility is viewing ourselves as we really are from God's perspective and acting accordingly. And, you know, people today practice false humility when they talk themselves down so that others will think they are spiritual. False humility is self-centered. True humility is God-centered. You know, and humility is my aim, you know. So our aim is to please him always and in everything we do. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 5:9. So today I thank God for the topic on humility. It wasn't a shouting and a jump up and run around the room. Like, it's just trying to get people to understand more about humility versus fear. And, you know, it is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And I thank God for going through humility versus proud today. And, while you know, what does humility really mean? And it doesn't mean you should look down on yourself, but that you should accept yourself for who you are, including the good and the bad. And, you know, once you understand that within yourself, you don't have time to find faults in everybody else. So I thank God for this topic today on humility versus fear or fear. It is simply looking at ourselves today. If we would just take a moment or two and just look at ourselves and see where God has brought us to, where he's taken us on to, and where he's brought us from. And today, judging is not up to us. That's up to God. And just like when you go to judging somebody, when you point one finger, how many fingers is pointing back at you? Well, I want to thank my guests for coming on today, Prophet Richard Bryan from Marbury Grove, Illinois, and Prophetess Benton Mary from Houston, Texas. Are you still on with us, Prophetess and Mary?
Yes, I'm here, woman of God.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you today, would you close us out today with a prayer?
Amen. I would love to. Praise God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, God. Your word is our shield and buckler, God. Father, your word go forth and do and accomplish and do what you said it shall do, and it shall not come back void. Lord, we thank you for humbleness, Lord. Oh, Lord, may we continue to serve you in humbleness, oh, Lord. Humility, God. Father, judge our works today, God. For, Father, we want to do what you have called us to do. Help us to be the servants that you ordained for us to be. Help us to walk before you in humbleness of heart. Cover us with the blood of the Lamb. Father, we just thank you today. Because, Father, without you, Father, we can do nothing. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I want to thank both of you all for sharing in today with Joy and Peace Outreach on Humble or Fear. And I hope someone was blessed today. We took our time going through the scriptures, dissecting and reading what the word of God say. Nothing that Sadie said or the prophetess or the prophet, but reading God's word. When we go through and read God's word and give God's word back to him, when we are going through anything or asking him anything, he will show us. And if we stay in that humility and stay humble before him, he will exalt us in due time. We don't have to get out and try to make brownie punch for ourselves. Just do what God say do. And he will reward us in due time. And I want to thank my guests again for coming on. And I'm going to just play a little of the music on our way out of here. And please tune in again next week for an exciting topic. From Joy and Peace Outreach, your host, Overseer, Fady Elliott. Thank you.